You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's something about the sound of a crackling campfire being surrounded by the looming mystery of a nighttime forest that creates the perfect atmosphere for telling a special kind of story. Some campfire stories aim to send a shiver down your spine. Others seek to remember a past moment in history or perhaps teach a good life's lesson. With that tradition in mind, we're bringing you a series of campsite stories. We begin with Jennifer Strauss, a professional storyteller based in Traverse City. Growing up in Metro Detroit, Jen spent her summers attending Tamarack Camps. It's a Jewish summer camp run by the Fresh Air Society in Bloomfield Hills, with base camps in Ortonville and Shingleton, and an outpost in Wawa, Ontario. Many of the stories that ended up in Jennifer's professional repertoire of tales were stories that she originally heard at camp many years ago, like the one you're about to hear.
So Camp Tamarack, or Tamarack Camps, is a Jewish camp. And a lot of what we did had to do with Jewish education and a lot of other wonderful activities. Our camp director, when I was growing up in that camp, was a wonderful storyteller. And he often told stories that had great lessons in them. And this is one that I heard when I was about 12 years old from our director. It's called The Grain of Rice. Once there was a master teacher, and she taught wisely, and she taught well, until there came a time when she had four prize students. They spent all of their time studying and discussing great things together. There came a time when their teacher came to them and told them that she was going to be away for a long time. She was going to be off and traveling so that she could bring more wisdom and knowledge back to them. The students protested. They wondered how they would know what to study or what to learn in her absence, but she assured them that they would know exactly what to do. She said, "I have a gift for each one of you, something I want you to study." She had them open up their hands, and in each one of the students' hands, she placed one grain of rice. She said, "I want you to keep this grain of rice, and when I return, I want you to give it back to me and tell me what you've learned." The first student looked down at that grain of rice. She thought, "Oh, this is a gift from my teacher, and she's given it to me. She must think I'm very special." And she wrapped a golden thread around that grain of rice, put it in a jeweled box, and showed everyone the gift that her teacher had given to her. The second student knew that it was a gift from her teacher, and she knew that it was important to keep it safe so she could give it back when the teacher returned. So she placed it in a wooden box. She put it underneath her bed and didn't let anyone see it. She wanted to make sure that she had it when her teacher came back. The third student, she looked at that grain of rice in her hand. She thought it looked like any other grain of rice that she had seen. So she threw it on the floor, knowing that when her teacher came back, she could easily find another grain of rice to give to her. But the fourth student, she took that grain of rice and she studied it. She studied it for a week. She studied it for a month. She finally realized that the grain of rice in her hand was a seed. And so she went out and she planted that seed. In time, the rice grew. And when it was time to harvest, why, she took some of that harvested rice. She gave some to others who needed it. She kept some for herself. And she took seeds and again planted them in the ground. It was several seasons before their teacher returned. They were excited to see her, and they were curious to know what lessons she would bring back to them. She asked them where the grain of rice was, and she came before each student to find out what they had done with it. The first student showed her teacher the beautiful jeweled box with a grain of rice that had been wrapped in gold thread and said, "I knew this was a special gift from you to me, and so I showed it to everyone so that they would know that you're my teacher." She gave her the box. The teacher bowed and said, "Thank you." The second student stepped forward with the wooden box and said, "I knew this was a special gift, and I wanted to have it to give it back to you, and so I kept it in this wooden box underneath my bed and didn't let anyone see it." She handed her the box, and the teacher said, "Thank you." While the first two students were explaining what they had done with the seed, the third student had run into the kitchen, looked around on the floor, picked up a grain of rice and brought it back, handed it to her teacher, said, "This looks like any other grain of rice, so I give this back to you." The teacher said, "Thank you." When she came before the fourth student, that student held nothing in her hands. The teacher asked what she had done with that grain of rice, and the student took her out into the fields and showed her the rice that had grown. She said, "I studied the grain of rice for a week and for a month and finally realized it was a seed, so I planted it, and this is what has resulted." And the master teacher looked at her and said, "You have learned the true meaning of knowledge and wisdom. You plant the seeds of knowledge and you let them grow. You harvest the wisdom. You keep some for yourself. You give some to others and put more seeds back into the ground." And so that student became a master teacher herself, and she taught wisely, and she taught well.
Jennifer Strauss is a professional storyteller. Her business is Story Be Told. She's based in Traverse City and travels nationally, helping educators, organizations, businesses, and individuals use stories to connect and communicate. And let us know what campfire stories you grew up hearing, what made them memorable. You can email us, stateside@michiganradio.org, or leave us a message by calling 734-764-7840. That's 734-764-7840. Tell us the gist of the story, where you heard it, why it's so good. We'd love to hear from you.